7:06. Good Monday morning, April the 20th, 9th already. Already? Why do we say that? It's so funny. I was watching one of the late night shows. I wasn't watching it live, but I was watching it on YouTube, and it was at, I think it was the first day of spring, and they had clip after clip after clip of people on TV and radio saying, can you believe it's the first day of spring already? Can you believe, hey, the first day of spring already? Can you believe that? Can you believe it's our, what is that about the way we measure time? I have no idea, but I'm actually not feeling that this time. If I'm honest with you, this spring is dragging out. When is summer coming? We had that little warm period there. I thought, oh, it's one of those years. We're going from winter to summer. It's going to be fantastic. No, it's been lousy. Booked a tea time with Sylvie yesterday. On Saturday, we're getting all ready to go. And the chance of rain just kept increasing and increasing. And I tried to say, let's go anyway. Look, there's a little window in there. But, of course, when the time arrived and it was raining outside, she goes, see what would have happened if we'd gone golfing? The reality is I would have kept golfing. It was a little drizzle. I was born in Scotland. We call that sunny. Drizzle is nothing. So, yeah, April 29th. Summer's getting a little closer, but it can't come soon enough for me.
Sound off at 7.
Hypocrites, hypocrites everywhere. I got a lecture from a stranger last week when I was out just doing a few chores, doing my usual thing. Somebody approached me. It's kind of funny. I just said to my daughter, she said, you know, people smile and say hello to you, but they don't come up and say anything to you, generally speaking. I said, yeah, well, they probably see I'm here with my daughter and they're being respectful. That was not the case earlier in the week. Somebody came up to me and said, you people in the media, let me tell you something. Maybe you should make it your job to inform people correctly about things, especially this capital gains tax. It became very clear throughout this conversation, this man is a liberal supporter. His politics tend to be liberal, and that's fine. Was also clear, based on the way he spoke and how he dressed, that he has probably a little cash. He runs a business. He didn't say specifically what it was. It seems to be in the financial area, though, where he advises people about what to do. So you people in the media don't even understand how the capital gains tax works. You're talking about people paying 67% on $250,000 in capital gains every year, and you make it sound like every penny is subject to the new tax rate. And I said, just give me a second now. I don't know who you're listening to, and I can't speak for all of the media, but I know very well, in fact, I've been talking about it on the air, think about your income tax. You don't pay the top rate on every dollar you make. You pay the top rate only in the part of your salary that is above the top rate. And then in the portions below that, you pay it at the appropriate rate. The rate gets, you don't get charged equally on the dollar you made, on the total amount. It's not how it works. I understand that. We've explained that on the show. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about doctors and other small businesses who may not want to invest money in Canada. I'm not standing up for people who make $1 million a year in capital gains. I frankly don't give a damn how much tax they pay. But I do believe that many of them simply won't pay it and the money will leave and that'll be bad for me. Then I should give a damn. So why am I critical of it? Well, for the very reason and proven by how the rest of this conversation goes. This is the most fascinating part. He said, here's what I'm telling my clients. We got time. If you want to avoid this capital gains tax, especially on properties or businesses or investments you've had for a long time, take, and then he started to break it down. This much money, put it in your RSP. Take this much money, put it here. And I said, well, stop again. You're also making my point. Here you are, a rich guy telling your rich liberal friends how to avoid the capital gains tax that you think is okay. You're running around supporting your prime minister. There's nothing wrong with this. What are you doing right now? You're avoiding paying the tax. His argument, counter argument, well, it's legal. Oh, so you're one of those people. I follow the rules, even if I don't like them. It's, well, breaks my heart to find the loopholes, but I have to do that. Come on. Why are you looking for loopholes? If you believe you don't pay enough tax, have at it. Go pay as much tax as you want. Write a check, make donations to the government if you like. But don't speak for the rest of us. So, I mean, it's just so typical. And I had flashbacks to a time when the Harris government was giving tax breaks to people. And my liberal friends, the same thing. They were really mad about it. And so what Mike Harris did, it was very clever. He said, look, you can opt out of this tax break if you want. When you do your income taxes on the Ontario portion, just opt out. You know how many people did? I don't remember the exact number. I'm about 80% sure that was something around this. You know how many people in a province of 7 million opted out? And people were mad about it. I was on a panel every day with a really good friend who's very liberal-minded. She fought tooth and nail against this tax break. We need it for our social services and to help the poor. And you know how many people stood by their beliefs in this? 17. I think it was 17. It was small numbers. It was just barely double digits of people who actually went on the tax form and said, yeah, I'm against this tax refund. It's a bribe. The money could be better spent on education, but I'll take it. I'll take the money. Don't take the money if you don't want to take the money. Let me decide what I want to do with my money. Don't decide for me what I have to pay while you look for loopholes to get out of it. The hypocrisy is stunning. I overheard a similar conversation in a restaurant with two people who clearly they didn't like Pierre Poilievre. I could hear those words. And I think they were speaking loud enough. They knew who I was. They wanted me to hear that they disagree with me on that, which is fine. I actually appreciated the guy who came up and got in my face and lectured me about it more than the ones who were kind of backhandedly lecturing me about it by speaking very loud. And it was all the same thing. You know, this capital gains tax, Pierre Poilievre is making too big a deal. It's easy not to pay it if you don't want to. That is my actual criticism. They say it's going to bring in a lot of money. It'll scare a lot of investments away from Canada. Family doctors who don't spend their lives looking for loopholes because they're busy looking for cancer. Those people, they don't have the time for that. They think they have to pay it, and they're wondering whether or not they want to continue being family doctors in this country. So I'm worried about the unintended consequences of this. But I'm also worried that the money they say it's going to bring in is just not going to be there because a lot of rich, snotty people who get in your face are finding ways not to pay it in the first place. Must be nice. So, yes, in capital gains, you pay the highest rate on the money you make after $250,000, not on the entire $250,000. I understood that. I think most of us do. We're not all idiots. We get it, but I just wish we were smart enough to avoid paying any taxes at all. Wouldn't that be nice? 7:14. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning.